Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about account-based marketing.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
It's one of the new terms that's coming out in sales. And I have questions for Stelly, but he has questions for me on this topic. And it's one of those questions, one of those topics where, like, I think it's a bullshit term, to be honest with you, Stelly. That being said, this is one of the most bullshit terms I have a lot of respect for. And the reason I have a lot of respect for it is that it's just bringing to surface what people have been doing in sales forever. So I'm going to start like that.
All right.
And throw that one at you. What do you got?
I love it. So, okay. Let me even tell you, I've seen this term ABM, account-based marketing. It's popping up more and more. There's a bunch of marketing automation tools, and it lives mostly in the marketing and sales world right now. And there's a bunch of like just software companies that start talking about how they are introducing account-based marketing features and tools and methodologies. The idea at its core, right? The name actually gives it away, but the idea at its core, the idea at its core is that instead of marketing to individuals, right? Even if you're in the B2B space, you run an ad and you're usually very like kind of individually focused. There's like users and views and email addresses as marketing leads that are signing up. So you're really thinking of marketing to like an audience of individuals. You're now starting to think about accounts, account typically meaning some kind of an organization, usually referred to as a business that people work for, right? So in the B2B space, if there's 1,000 people that work for a specific company, you would do marketing and you would take that into consideration. All these people work for this for one business, and you're thinking about how to do marketing that takes that context into consideration versus marketing to every single individual as if they're completely disconnected people. Would that be right? And is that a definition that makes sense to you as well?
Yeah, I mean, I was talking to someone yesterday and they have a SaaS business, it's a startup, and he was saying that we email sales, marketing, and product. These three people in the same company all at the same time about what we're doing.
Yeah.
And to me, on the most basic level, that's account-based marketing. And again, some account-based marketing experts, although there should not be any right now because this thing does not really exist yet, and probably shouldn't, but I'm going to keep saying that until it actually exists, because I'm actually a fan of this. And the reason I'm a fan of this is it's really bringing a framework and process to something that great salespeople, great teams, great marketing teams have been doing forever in enterprise and B2B. It's also something that used to work all really well in enterprise when you do what they call map the org chart and all that stuff. So to me, the artifacts of why this exists come from there. And what it means is what you said. It's an account. It's not a customer, not an individual customer. It's an account. An account is a company. So you treat the sale as a holistic approach to the company. And it starts by literally almost brute force emailing everybody in the company. Now you got to do it smartly, not be annoying. But it does work, because what happens is you're hitting multiple people in the company at the same time that are probably part of the decision.
Yeah. So in sales, you're really right. Like, especially in enterprise sales, this has been around for a long time. Not from a technology tool point of view, but just from a methodology point of view. People would map out these like, okay, what are all the different departments in this company? What are all the individuals we already are in touch with? How do we get from there to the other people we think are stakeholders? And kind of like on a step-by-step basis, people would always wonder, worry, and consider who they're currently talking to within the overall account and how to approach this, right? So instead of emailing the same information to the same people all the time, or instead of setting up, you know, four redundant meetings with four different people within the company without telling them that you are having these meetings with, you know, other people within the organization, you really try to take a holistic approach and consider that the entire business is the account that you're trying to win. And the individuals that you are interacting with are the individuals that you're going to be all kind of stakeholders along the path. But you're not just thinking about every individual you're talking to as a unique person that has nothing to do with the others and that it has no relationship to the overall organization or account. Now, if we want to bring this back to Earth, you know, to today, you know, if I'm a startup and I start reading all these blog posts and I start hearing more and more people saying, oh, we do account-based marketing. If you consider account-based marketing, do this, do that. How do I, okay, now I understand what it is. How do I take that understanding? What's the simplest way to actually put this into practice in some way that will help us, you know, with winning those accounts, help us with building a better brand? I think you alluded to it already earlier, but I really want to highlight that. Like, what's the some of the most practical, easiest things to do start gaining some of the benefits of account-based marketing?
I mean, the benefit is that you sell into an organization faster. Isn't that the goal? And it doesn't matter like what part of the company you're in, whether it's marketing or sales. I think marketing is now starting to get more responsible for this because they tend to typically send out some amount of email. That being said, if you have an outbound team, I would say, you know, an outbound kind of process, a lot of times it's sales and marketing kind of teaming up to send these emails out. Usually I've seen this done via email. I don't know what you've seen, but a lot of stuff has changed where like these email addresses of people are much easier to get and obtain and really get accurate. So you know who you're emailing even if you've never emailed them before. So this is a lot more around the outbound sales process to me that has become more and more automated through a bunch of the tools that are out there. So my biggest tip is like instead of mapping the org as part of your sales process, start mapping an organization as part of your marketing process.
Yeah, and the best place to start with that is just your email list, right?
Yeah.
Take a look at the email list. I mean, doing things that are more sophisticated, even if they're cool ideas on like, oh, how do we retarget based on certain, you know, how do we do, people different landing pages based on IPs that we can associate with a specific like, don't go nuts on this stuff, right? Just start simple. You have an email list. You send these people emails. How about taking a look and mapping out how many emails you have for certain accounts or that have the same domain, right? And trying to figure out who are these people and then think, okay, who's missing in the journey? Who do we want to add to that list that we email? How can we make sure that we don't email, you know, 10 people in the same account, the exact same stuff at all times? Sometimes it might make sense, but sometimes it might make sense to just customize that a little bit or to, you know, if it moves from the marketing to the sales process to, you know, make sure that you don't have two salespeople that do each two different demos to two different people associated with the same account, but you'd like find a way to bring these together, find a way to identify who is the best person to be your internal champion, and then maybe ask that champion if these other three people that have shown interest from the same company should be invited or one of them should be invited because he or she will be able to help progress the deal and bring in whatever the right amount of stakeholders to make something happen. So just like considering, like taking a look at your email list and even trying to understand how many companies do we have where we have multiple email addresses, where we've collected multiple people's email addresses associated with one company. And what can we do with that knowledge? How can we utilize that knowledge? That's a very, very simple step. Doesn't need that much. You can just export it in a CSV and do that in a spreadsheet. It's not that, or do it with a simple like query, but it's a nice first step to start thinking more account-based versus just individual lead-based.
Yeah, I love that. I love the idea of looking at the email list you already have if you have one. It's we noticed on some of our email lists that like what happens is in succession, literally within an hour or less, multiple people from the same company sign up. And so there's a behavior that's going on there that like you can totally capitalize on when you're considering doing, you know, account-based marketing or moving more to a model where you're thinking of the holistic company. I have one quick anecdote, which has been really interesting, and a plug just because I think it's a pretty powerful one. So number one, when we were working on Kissmetrics, we had a lot of SaaS businesses using us and they always wanted to know the company data, not the individual's data. What I mean by that is we would show funnels and signups and all this stuff. And a lot of times we would show it most of the time by individual user. What a lot of people wanted to see was the company level of that, which is how is the company interacting as a whole with the product? And it was one of the most challenging things to actually do just because the way analytics tools work today, and even the ones that I use that aren't Kissmetrics, they are not based on an account or a company. They are based on a user and, or a person. And so what I'm seeing now, though, is that there's tools that are not analytics, and the one I'm going to plug is Drift. I posted their new account-based marketing feature earlier this week on Product Hunt, or a few weeks ago now, once this podcast goes out. And it's really nice to see that people are centralizing the information about individuals into company-wide information inside of tools that are the tools that people take action on around those customers. So they're able to show you these are all the accounts that you actually have, not just all the users. And I watched them do this because I've been a user of the product for a while now, and I saw that they have accounts, but they never really did anything fancy about it. Now they let you do a lot of interesting things around messaging an account versus just messaging an individual user. So we're starting to see a trend where I saw many years ago that SaaS companies, especially B2B companies, really do want to look at account-based activity, but now we're moving it at top of funnel, and they actually want a message on account level. So I can't stress the importance of this. At the same time, I think people who are really good at sales have been doing it for years, and now it's turning into a marketing discipline just because there's 5,000 marketing tools out there, and it's easier than ever to do a lot of this stuff from a marketing perspective, not just a sales perspective.
Couldn't agree more. Let's wrap this episode up with one last tip that I want to share with people. Because we know that our audience and a lot of our listeners, some of our listeners are running bigger startups already, or you know, VCs, will all kinds of awesome listeners. But a lot of our listeners are early stage startups. And yep. My one thing here is going to be, is a recurring theme on the podcast, is don't go crazy on this shit. Don't let FOMO, a fear of missing out, and anxiety drive your decision making. So if you're doing marketing and if you're just in the early days and you're just focused on getting early traction, getting the first 10, 100, 1,000 customers, if you have an email list and you want to take a look and ask yourself, can we do something cool that takes accounts into consideration? Please, for the love of God, do it. But if you're not there yet, don't worry about this stuff. It's not like you have to do it to succeed. Like most, like 99.99% of all companies and all startups I know don't do this, right? And all of them that succeeded, most of them that succeeded despite not doing it. So it's not a must-have. Don't go nuts on, like a lot of times we read these new terms, and because there's a lot of writing and a lot of hype and buzz around them, we think, especially early stage startup founders, think, if I don't do this, we cannot succeed. And that's just not true, right? And oftentimes it's also like, you know, come on, you guys, you know, you're 2 months in, you have like 3 paying customers, you have like an email list of 800. Like, don't worry about account-based marketing so much, right? Don't try to come up with some kind of a crazy landing page that's customized based on IPs of businesses that visit your site. Like, people go nuts on things that just don't matter. So if you can do it, do it. I think long-term, that is the direction the world is moving to. And I agree with you, Heaton. I am squarely in favor of that. I think that just makes businesses communicating to other businesses, doesn't matter if it's marketing or sales, better. But don't stress yourself out as well. And don't think that that's the number one priority in your 3-week-old startup. It most likely isn't.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Good tip.
All right. That's it from us for this episode. We'll hear you very soon.